please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time.
Cascade Hoopstock, Billy D. Well, a big day of NAIA college basketball. The playoffs got underway big time today. One thing I noticed going through the games, a lot of very close games. And just, you know, at this time of year, every year is every game is a possession game. Every game is a war. But also very few upsets. The IU East game against Point Park was probably had the most potential of an upset. Point Park was able to hang on down the stretch. We'll talk about that. But for the most part, you'll see as we go through them, most of the tournaments up to this point are kind of according to Hoyle, if you will. So why don't we just get started taking a quick look at the Crossroads League. So I can get this in the right place. Marion defeated Bethel at Marion. Grace, of course, beat Taylor 75-58. Huntington, let's talk about that game. They beat Spring Arbor. That game tied right down the stretch, 68-68, just a few seconds to go. Landon Jordan got the steal. He got the ball to Zach Goodline. Well, you know what happened then. A long three, and Huntington wins again. Boy, that guy's just ice at the end of a game, isn't he? And Indiana Wesleyan defeated St. Francis. Taking a look at that bracket. So Grace, the number one seed, they'll be playing Marion. These games are on Saturday, March 2nd. Huntington, the number three seed, will take on Indiana Wesleyan. And remember, these are at the higher seed. So Marion has to go to Grace, and Huntington has to go over to Indiana Wesleyan. In the Cascade Conference tonight, College of Idaho, they took care of business against Northwest. Jake O'Neill, 16 points, 11 rebounds in that. LC State, they got a good test from Eastern Oregon, but they held on down the stretch as well. Alton Hamilton, 13 points, 9 rebounds, just missing the double-double. Oregon Tech, just a scoring marathon against Bushnell. Bushnell, one of the best offensive teams on the West Coast. They're really hard to stop. You just really have to outscore them. We were able to talk to Mitchell Fink after that game. We'll have that in a moment. Southern Oregon, they took care of business at home against Corbin. So in the Cascade Conference, let's take a look at the brackets. So College of Idaho beat Northwest. They're going to take on Southern Oregon, who is the four seed. Southern Oregon will, of course, have to go to Caldwell. These games will be on Saturday. Oregon Tech defeated Bushnell. LC State beat Eastern. So Oregon Tech will travel to Lewiston on Saturday and take on the Warriors of LC State. Right after the game, we were able to talk to Mitchell Fink, Hall of Fame point guard out of Oregon Tech, now an assistant coach. Let's take a listen.
Billy D, Mitchell Fink here, Oregon Tech Hustlin' Owls, assistant coach. Just won a quarterfinal game against Bushnell upstairs. That was wild.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. I mean, they got some seniors, and those guys are really talented, really good offensive team. And they fought until the very last second, and we knew that was going to happen. So our guys did a good job responding.
You know, when you got them down by 10, I thought they were starting to lose their legs a little bit. There was that long lull over the shot clock. I think that kind of regathered their legs, and they came back with a vengeance that last 3 minutes, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I think they knew their back was against the wall, and they were going to give us their best shot that they possibly could. We knew they wouldn't give up, so they did a great job fighting till the end, and they made it a really good game.
Jameson Goyer standing right there. Talk about him that last 10 seconds. Pinball. He really looked like somebody else when he pinballed to the basket there and got that layup in the foul to put the game away.
Yeah, I mean, James was a stud. We put the ball in his hands at the end of the game. We know he'll make the right decision. And we put the ball in his hands with a pick and roll. He got downhill, and he's really good at creating contact and finishing through it. So he got there, did a really good job, and he made an unbelievable play.
talk about, you know, Osborne had the big for a while. Garrett Osborne did a really good job on him. Jay had him a lot. Just talk about smaller guys taking their big guy. I mean, he's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Spencer is a really good basketball player. It's really hard to stop in the post, and we were switching a lot, so our guards ended up on him, and they did a really good job fronting him in the post and making every touch hard.
So you guys are going to be going over to LC State Saturday, a team that's given you some trouble. What do you got to do to go over to Lewiston and have some success?
Absolutely, yeah. They're a really good basketball team. They defend as well as anybody in the league, and they're really good offensively too. So it's a tough matchup, and we're ready for it. We're excited. We want to get another game against them. 0-2 on the season never feels good. So we're excited to get another chance and play a really good basketball team. Hopefully it'll be a really good basketball game.
Well, congratulations on this one. Survive in advance. That's what it's all about.
Awesome.
That's
Thank
Mitchell
you.
Fink, Oregon Tech Basketball. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot to Mitchell Fink giving me a couple of moments right after the game. As I said before, it's, you know, here you just win a big game, you get some guy chasing you around with a microphone, so I really appreciate that. Over in the Southern States, a couple of play-in games today where they're playing into that 8-team bracket. So Loyola took on Middle Georgia. Loyola won that game 65-58. They'll take on Stillman in the second round, and then Thomas defeated Faulkner. They beat them 74-58. And they will take on UT Southern today, actually. This was Wednesday. This is Thursday night. So Life's going to take on Dalton State. Loyola is going to face Stillman, number 2 seed. And the number 1 seed will play Thomas in the Southern States. And that quarterfinal round will be today. Over in the Chicagoland, a lot of games. Again, the 1-2-3-4 won. Olivet Nazarene, they defeated St. Ambrose. For Olivet Nazarene, Griffin Andrix, he had 23 points in this game. 25 points. Indiana South Bend beat Xavier 76-74. South Bend had four guys in double digits in that game. Roosevelt really on a roll. They beat Judson 82-58. And Indiana Northwest beat St. Francis 78-65. So let's take a look at the bracket in the Chicagoland there. So number 1 seed, Roosevelt, they will host Indiana South Bend on Friday. This is the semifinals in the Chicagoland. And then the number 3 seed, Olivet Nazarene, we'll have to travel to the 2 seed Indiana Northwest. Both those games on Friday as the Cascade or the Chicagoland Conference Tournament marches forward. Over in the Great Plains Conference, you know, it was a fantastic finish. Here's how the seedings ended up after they did all their tiebreakers and everything. Northwestern was 1, Hastings 2, Concordia 3, Morningside's 4. These are all the home teams in the first round. Jamestown, Dort, Briarcliff, and Dakota Wesleyan made up the final 8. So today, get this up here, Hastings beat Briarcliff. In that game, in that Hastings game, Reggie Thomas, 33 points, 11 rebounds. Sorry, I typed it over there. I knew I would forget if I just wrote it down somewhere. Morningside at home took care of Jamestown. Jamestown season ends, as does Dakota Wesleyan's, as Northwestern beat them 78-65. And then Concordia play a Dort, and I know I always talk about Dort is a tough out, but Concordia had them in Seward, and they beat them 87-83. For Concordia, Noah Shutt, 2 guys in with double-doubles. Noah Shutt, 25 points, 11 rebounds. And then Tristan Smith, he had 24 points, 12 rebounds. So taking a look at this, I don't think I need to blow it up. So Northwestern, the number 1 seed, will face Morningside, the number 4 seed, on the 2nd. I believe that's Saturday. And then Hastings will host Concordia also on Saturday. So we're down to the final 4 there in the GPAC. In the River States, very, very complicated system to pick their 10 teams, but they did, and they played today. And Point Park, I told you this was the closest game there was to a big upset. IU East, I'm doing this from memory, but I think they were up by a point with less than 10 seconds to go or something, and Point Park took a timeout, came out, and then Jalen Stamps, who scored 25 points, but no 2 points were bigger today. He got a layup just with merely seconds to go, and they were able to beat IU East. West Virginia Tech beat Kokomo 83-66 in that game. Ashton Parker, he had 15 points, 11 rebounds. St. Mary of the Woods beat Indiana Southeast, and Sean Tupola, he had 13 points, 12 rebounds. And then Trey Beard, he had 32 points for Shawnee State as they defeated Ohio Christian 89-66. Let's go back over to the bracket. Now, this bracket's small writing, so we'll blow it up. So Point Park won 86-85. They advanced to the semifinals. They're going to play West Virginia Tech, the number 4 seed. Number 2 seed beat IU Southeast 87-60. They advanced to the semifinals, and they will take on the 3 seed Shawnee State. Of course, the higher seed will host in each of these games. Going over to the AAC, the Appalachian Conference, they had a couple of play-in games. Let's take a look at that. What they do is I've said it several times, but the AAC takes 10 teams. I think it's 10. I'm going to mess this up. I think there's 10 teams, and then 4 of the teams do a play-in to take 2 of the spots on the bracket of 8. Okay, I've thoroughly confused you. At any rate, Texas Wesleyan defeated Montreat. So Texas Wesleyan is going to take on Union today. Union is the number 1 seed, so Texas Wesleyan has to play them. And then Truett-McConnell, they beat Reinhardt 95-72, and they will play Pikeville today at 3:30. So those teams that play the play-in, that play the number 1 and number 2 seeds. So there's 4 games total today, and they start at 8:30 in the morning. So what you can do is put your headphones in and listen to Billy D while you're watching those games. Over in the Gulf Coast, the GCAC, this writing is a little bit small. I keep calling them play-in games. I'm not sure what else to call them, but Dillard was able to win over Virgin Islands. And so they will take on Tougaloo today at 8 p.m. Fisk and Wiley will play, well, that's March 1st. So today is Tougaloo and Dillard. And then on the other side of the bracket over here, Suno beat Oakwood, and they will take on Philander today at 3 p.m. And then the next games are the next day. So that's what happened today. That's kind of what's happening in those conferences. A lot more are going to play tomorrow, so just stay tuned in. We're getting ready to drive again tomorrow, and they tell us monster snow storm on the mountain, so hopefully I can be back with you tomorrow. Keep your fingers as I go up and down the highways and roads and over the mountains here, trying to watch as much NAI basketball as I possibly can. And you better get out there too and watch as much NAI basketball as you possibly can too.
Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.